Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Podcast. My name's Will Pruitt. It is July 16th, 2015, and I am here today to review the July 15th, 2015 episode of Lucha Underground. But first, I want to quickly plug the members' side of ProWrestling.net. If you are a ProWrestling.net member today, you are going to have waiting for you. Like, when you woke up, you would have had the Millennials with Attitude audio show, featuring myself, Zach Zimmerman, and my beautiful wife, Christy Pruitt, watching Attitude Era episodes of Raw and reviewing them through a very modern point of view. We think it's fun. We get a lot of good reviews saying that show is pretty funny, so there's that. You get access to the .NET Weekly audio show with Jason Powell and rotating staffer and special guest of choice. And that show usually has a little bit of first-run news that you're not going to see anywhere else because copy-and-paste sites can't copy-and-paste from the audio. You're also going to get reviews of every major show. You're going to get a rundown of what's happened in the week. You're going to get some long-form discussions in the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast. You are going to get your fill of fantastic wrestling audio content. And that, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to cost you $7.50 a month if you just want to try it out for a month. If you want to lock that ish in, get it long term, you can get it for as low as $5.50 a month. Check out ProWrestling.net. Click the membership link on the right-hand side of the page and join your .NET journey. Oh, and as a bonus, it's ad-free access to the site as well, which is some sweetness. Well, let's get into this show. It's Lucha Underground. It's July 15th, 2015, and Dario Cueto is making it rain medallions. It honestly, because there were seven of these at first, right? And it honestly seems like at some point they went, oh crap, we got this Ultima Lucha thing coming in. We got to give out these medallions. All right, man, let's just book a show around medallions. Let's just give out all the medallions. Like, there was some panic in the rather well-decorated Lucha Underground writer's room as they tried to figure out who and why they could give out a whole lot of medallions. Further reinforcing this point, at least to me, is at every other point in the other three matches for medallions, they were multi-man matches. The smallest one was a four-way, we had a seven-way, I think we had a five-way. This was a series of three one-on-one matches. Ended up being four one-on-one matches for medallions. There was a lot of medallion going on. It was a little too much medallion for me, I'm going to be honest. It made the medallions not matter. We still don't know what they do. So not only did you have this weird thing with all of the medallions being given out, you had Matt Stryker and Vampiro sitting around going, yeah, I mean, we don't really know what these medallions are for, but Dario Cueto says they're pretty sweet. And it's not just like the Dario Cueto special opportunity situation that you get into where there's a little bit of mystery to it. It's just like, yeah, I mean, apparently these medallions make you immortal in some ephemeral sense of the word immortal. We don't know. So the medallion drama on this show, it did not work for me. What did work for me on this show were some excellent, excellent face-to-face confrontations. We had Vampiro and Pentagon Jr. just steal this show. And we'll get into that when we get into that segment. And we had a pretty good face-to-face that featured, I'm going to go with, the murder of Conan. I mean, it's not quite B-boy-style murder, but the murder, I'm going to say, of Conan in the final segment. And we finally saw Dario Cueto again. I've missed Dario Cueto. Last week he wasn't on the show. He hasn't been around enough. I have really miss Dario Cueto. So let's get into this show. We got a video taking us back to the story of the Aztec medallions, and we saw video footage that I can only assume was Aztecs forging these medallions, and the idea is that they give one man inhuman power. They make them super powerful, and they will make a man even more powerful than Matanza. I want Matanza to kill B-Boy again. That's what I want. Pentagon Jr., was shown in this, his quest to get a match from Vampiro / Ian Hodgkinson. Still a great name. A funny name, but a great name. And he wants that match bad, and he will burn Vampiro to the ground. And then we saw that Superfly and Sexy Stars feud is still a thing. I don't need it to be a thing. So we go to the office of Dario Cueto, and he's just sitting there with four medallions on his desk, like, look at all these medallions I got, bro. Like I said at the top of the show, Dario Cueto is prepared to make it rain medallions. Well, he has them all laying out on his desk, and he says each one of them will give or are made to symbolize the fortune and the glory of the seven original Aztec tribes. He looks at the person across from him, says he was giving away three of these medallions tonight, and he asks the man across from him, who is Pentagon Jr., by the way, do you just want one? I will just give you a medallion because of the chaos that you have brought to my temple. Of course, Pentagon Jr. says, heck no, tech no, actually just shakes his head no. Dario then asks again, are you sure? You don't want one. And Pentagon looked at him. And Dario then asks, well, how about this master? Do I get to meet your master at some point? And Pentagon says, no. Pentagon eventually gets to the point where he says if the master was interested, he would have taken all of the medallions already after breaking Dario Cueto's arms. Dario Cueto asks what the master does want. Well, Pentagon Jr. lets him know that the master wants that match with Vampiro at Ultima Lucha, and he's going to make sure that he gets it tonight. Super interesting. He then Pentagon Jr. promises to show why he is cero miedo, which means zero mercy, and sounds just terrific when an entire crowd is chanting it. This was a great segment between these two. Obviously, Dario Cueto's good. Pentagon Jr. is great. And one of the things I love about Pentagon Jr. is that he is cutting promos in Spanish. He's not like El Tejano last week coming to the ring attempting to cut a promo in English. No, he's just cutting a promo in Spanish and letting it go. He's letting it fly Espanol style, and it works exceptionally well. Because that's what he does. That's what he's there to do. That's the language that he speaks. And it's fine. And I don't mind having to read super titles and infer, or, you know, trying to infer something from context. It works for me as a fan. And I think it makes his segments even more fun. Pentagon Jr. is just so great. And even in this backstage segment where you've got a guy who, he has face paint on and a mask over his face paint. Like, Pentagon Jr. could easily be really silly in these backstage segments where there's this faux soap opera reality going on. But no, he's awesome. This was great. Pentagon Jr. was the star of this show. There's no doubt about that to me. We had Mexican Dubweiser playing the La Musica from the stage, and Vampiro and Matt Stryker introduced us to the in-arena broadcast. Stryker told us that Prince Puma tonight would stand face-to-face with Mil Muertes, and Dario Cueto would be the moderator. They told us there will be several medallion matches happening tonight, and one of them is happening right now. Bengala was waiting in the ring. He was introduced, and then Delivar Divari with Big Rick. They were introduced as well. They came out through the heel entrance ramp, not down the babyface stairs. And this was a decent opener that saw Bengala defeating Delivar Divari via pinfall in about 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And it really, so much of it just felt like, let's get this out of the way. We gotta give out those medallions. And it felt like, dude, we're giving out those medallions. So Bengala now has a medallion. Bengala quickly got out of the ring to avoid Big Rick and started licking himself like a cat, because that's what he does. Stryker then asked for Vampiro's thoughts on Prince Puma versus Mil Muertes, but Vampiro took off his headset, stormed off, got into the ring, and Matt Stryker was confused about this, said, we're going to go to commercial, but when we come back, we're going to hear from Vampiro in the ring. It's about to get real good. Vampiro's in the ring. He's got a mic in hand. And he says he's been around for a long time. He spent 30 years traveling the world, breaking bones, wrestling, bleeding in every country. He says Pentagon Jr. has been pushing him to do one more match. And the crowd popped huge for the idea of Vampiro doing one more match. Vampiro said that he has no ego, and even though he was covered in gasoline last week, said he could dig that because it reminded Vampiro of something he would do. Then Pentagon Jr. entered the arena. I almost said table, which I think I meant to say temple. Vampiro did not walk into a table. And Pentagon told Vampiro to stop whining. Vampiro walked around the ring, and you could tell there was this intensity to him. There was something really cool. Pentagon said, "Stop talking crap. You love Lucha Libre, and he wants a damn answer." The crowd starts chanting, "You still got it," at Vampiro to encourage him. He said if Vamp had no fear, he would face him at Ultima Lucha. Vampiro said, "My name is Ian Hodgkinson," very dramatically, and you had Pentagon Jr. and possibly the line of the night going, "Tu nombre es qué?" And I know me speaking Spanish is torture for most of you, and for me as well, but it came off so exceptionally well. This is a segment you need to watch. The crowd's cracking up. They made fun of him a little bit. Pentagon's getting a chant for him now. And Pentagon said, maybe Vampiro didn't understand, and he was going to say it one more time. Ask one more time, is Ian going to face him? And then Vampiro said no. No, he loves his job at Lucha Underground. And you had Matt Stryker reinforcing this, saying, good. Good on you, Vamp. That's the right thing to do. Which I thought added to the segment. Stryker laid out for most of the segment, but actually that moment right there, I thought reinforced what was happening in the ring, and it set things up really well. Vampiro said he was going to give Pentagon an answer to take back to his teacher, the maestro, his amo, which I think is another word for master, or love. I'm not even sure. Ian said Ian Hodgkinson is not going to face Vampiro at Ultima Lucha. And again, you had the Stryker applause there. And then he said the man who was going to kick Pentagon Jr.'s ass at Ultima Lucha, his name is Vampiro. Vampiro unbuttons his shirt, turns, grabs Pentagon Jr. by the neck, lifts him up for a chokeslam, slams him down, and Vampiro walks into the crowd and they celebrate. And holy crap, was this a good segment. Guys, I'm going to have a lot to say about this match when it happens in a couple weeks. I will probably spend a great deal of time breaking down my thoughts on this match because I have complicated feelings surrounding it. However, this segment ruled. The crowd was on fire for it. Vampiro's performance was great, and Pentagon Jr.'s performance was off the charts. If I can give one small criticism of it, it's that I don't know that I would have gone with physicality from Vampiro right there. I think I would have saved it had Vampiro say, you're going to face Vampiro, then had Pentagon and Vampiro get in each other's face and do some sort of pull-apart brawl at that point. I would not have given away the chokeslam yet, but this was just terrific. Right now, my hype level for this match is massive. It's off the charts because it looks that damn good. So that was fun. Sexy Star was getting geared up backstage. She found her golden purse and found the mask of Superfly, which caused her to seem sad. She had a little PTSD of unmasking Superfly and everything they've been through. She put the mask down, and I thought, wow, what do wrestlers without purses carry the masks of other wrestlers with? Vampiro was back on commentary, and he was hyped, and you could tell he was hyped. One of the things about Vampiro on commentary that is so enjoyable is the way that he brings, the way that he brings his whole self to it. He brings every emotion he's currently feeling to the commentary table, and he just lets it go. So when he does an emotional segment like that one with Pentagon and sits down again, you go, oh wow, Vampiro's feeling it right now. Vampiro said he was going to kill someone at some point. Then we had King Cuerno versus Killshot 4, Aztec Medallion number 5. John Moore, in his excellent coverage on ProWrestling.net, noted that it was in the blue bag. The bags, for some odd reason, are colored. He postulated that it may be because they are actually Power Ranger power coins, to which I say, John, there were only 6 of those and there were 7 of these. Get real, brother. King Cuerno versus Killshot. A few strange things about this. You remember a few weeks ago, Killshot just randomly shows up under a spotlight standing on top of Dario Cueto's office or one of the structures in the temple. Like, he's just like, hey, Killshot here. I'm just going to stand up here during this match. Cool. Well, then we have Killshot in this match, and nothing is ever said about that. Nothing comes of Killshot just randomly being like, I like standing on buildings. And it hasn't been mentioned again. That is really strange to me. And we still haven't really gotten to know who Killshot is, aside from guy in mask who does flippy things sometimes, and doesn't do them with the fluidity that I would like to see from a guy doing flippy things. King Cuerno ended up winning this match via submission in 6 minutes and 3 seconds to win the 5th Aztec medallion. And the highlight of this match, as is the highlight of so many King Cuerno matches, was King Cuerno hitting his big tope suicida, his suicide dive, whatever you want to call it, out of the ring and on, like, over through the entrance ramp. He gets so much distance, he gets so far, and it's truly a sight to see. Aside from that, I can't say that this match was too good. It was clunky in spots. Like I said earlier, I think Killshot can be a little bit spotty as a wrestler. So now we have 5 of the 7 Aztec medallions given out, and we're going to get Superfly versus Sexy Star here for Aztec medallion number 6. Superfly entered, Sexy Star entered, and the match started and ended. Sexy Star defeated Superfly via submission in 30 seconds to get Aztec medallion number 6. She won with the La Mystica armbar, that thing. And then we had Marty the Moth Martinez running in and taking the mic away from Melissa Santos, and he started by calling Sexy Star sexy, which was really creepy, and I would think should happen a lot when your first name is Sexy, you're going to get creepily called sexy fairly often. He said his name was Marty the Moth Medallion, and he wanted to see that medallion, and he said, yeah, look at this, it's a moth, this is my tribe, I'm from this Aztec tribe, so I deserve a match for that medallion. And we got Marty the Moth versus Sexy Star for the Moth Medallion. And this was, again, a short match, longer than the other one. It went 2 minutes and 19 seconds, and Marty the Moth was defeated via submission by Sexy Star. I did not like this. Like I've said before, I don't see the point of the Marty the Moth character. The comedy doesn't land with me. The weird wannabe Aztec thing is kind of strange, and I just don't think he's super talented. You know, I don't think he's talented enough to deserve a spot on the roster wherever they can fit him. So that was strange. Sexy Star celebrated. She's winning. She has won all of the things. That's basically it. Matt Stryker then went through the entire card so far of Ultima Lucha, and we're getting Alberto El Patron versus Johnny Mundo, Tejano Jr. versus Blue Demon Jr., and Helico, Ivelisse and Son of Havoc versus the Disciples of Death, Drago versus Hernandez, Vampiro versus Pentagon Jr., and Prince Puma versus Mil Muertes for the Lucha Underground Championship. And dude, I don't know how they're going to fit all that in 2 hours. What, are we going to have like 5-minute matches? That right there, and we've still got a couple weeks of build to go. That right there is a lot in a 2-hour show. I am not sure how they're going to get Ultima Lucha down to just 2 hours. I'll be really curious to see that. This show, though, it's going to be must watch, in that I believe you all should watch it. It's going to be really good. I'm really, really interested and excited to see how it comes off on TV. Then we got Dario Cueto standing in the middle of the ring, and the crowd is going insane for him. They're chanting El Jefe at him, because Dario Cueto is, of course, the boss. Dario Cueto said, in 3 weeks, the biggest match in Lucha Underground history will be taking place at Ultima Lucha! Dario Cueto, by the way, when the crowd gets behind him and he's hyping something, is just amazing, because he feels it and he stands in the ring. He has kind of a wide leg stance and he's like screaming into the mic and almost shaking. And you see the crowd feeding off of that energy. It's not corny. Like, it's actually really fun. He said the 2 men in the match were sacrificing their lives, body, and souls to walk out with the biggest prize of the temple of Lucha Libre of the world, the Lucha Underground Championship. Cueto said he was also very impatient and wanted this face-off to happen now. Prince Puma is announced first. He comes down the babyface stairs. He does not have Conan with him. He does not have his Puma helmet on. And Vampiro is psyched that Conan isn't there. Vampiro, of course, not a fan of Conan, says he's glad to see that Prince Puma does not have that awful shadow that normally follows him around. Mil Muertes comes out through the heel entryway, and he does not have Katrina or the Disciples of Death, and we actually see Katrina approaching, hidden from the crowd at the top of the arena. And Dario Cueto, from the very outset of this, is struggling to keep control. These two men want to fight each other. They want to do it now. And Dario is trying to send Katrina to the back. And then, of course, the Disciples of Death appear. And Cueto is trying to manage all of this chaos. He wants the Disciples of Death out of here. He wants Katrina out of here. What the hell is going on? The Disciples of Death have rolled a casket to ringside. Prince Puma says, "All right, well, we're going to fight. Let's fight." And starts going at it with Mil Muertes in the middle of the ring. Mil Muertes and the Disciples then beat up on Prince Puma. They have a 4-on-1 numbers advantage. And we have Conan coming out with his cane to try and ward off the Disciples of Death. Conan easily defeated the Disciples of Death here, hitting him with his cane forged from the fires of Mordor. It's a pretty badass cane. It's the one cane to rule them all. One cane to find them. Yeah, I don't know what else is actually written on the ring from Lord of the Rings. I'm not a big Lord of the Rings guy. I'm sorry. Ask me some Harry Potter trivia sometime, though. Yeah. So, Conan, with his magic cane, he teases hitting Katrina. Mil Muertes then grabs the cane and takes out Conan and Puma with it. Katrina bonks Conan on the head with her magic rock, and the Disciples roll Conan into the casket that they have brought to ringside. Mil Muertes holds Puma, makes him watch as they shut the door close, and then Puma gets sent into the mat with a flatliner. Mil Muertes, at the end of the show, is holding up the magic cane, holding up the Lucha Underground title, and that's how we go off the air to hype Ultima Lucha. Whoo! That was a good one. That was a really good segment. The matches on this show are skippable at best. King Cuerno versus Killshot's good, but not great. The other three matches on this show are not very good. Not very exciting. And in time, I think they maybe total like 9 minutes. But you gotta see that Vampiro and Pentagon Jr. segment. You have to see the Prince Puma and Mil Muertes segment. And those are the things that matter. Though they're trying to hype up the Ultima Lucha show, and they just have to do it that way. We have two episodes now. The July 22nd and July 29th episodes. There are two episodes left before Ultima Lucha, and it is time to get hyped, my friends. Basically it. Hopefully those two episodes deliver. This could have been a go-home show for Ultima Lucha, given all of the fun things that occurred on it, and I'm kind of surprised that it wasn't. But hopefully this show will be, or hopefully Ultima Lucha itself will be good, and hopefully these last two shows aren't a letdown. Hopefully the build didn't peak with these two segments. Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you for checking out the ProWrestling.net All Access podcast from wherever you get your podcast from. I will be back next week, at least for .NET members, I will, with the Lucha Underground recap. Thank you for listening, everyone, and have just a fantastic day.